Nearly 180 wrestlers, including the host Cochrane Cowboys, took to the mat at Edge School in Springbank this past weekend to spar for a medal at the Alberta Amateur Wrestling Association 2022 Junior Olympics. Cowboys Wrestling Club assistant coach Curtis Hooper said that above all, it was a great opportunity for the younger athletes to get a chance to compete with so few events catered to them throughout the year. Some of them were just chomping at the bit. It was really good to see, said Hooper. There was no lack of confidence or enthusiasm for a lot of them. It was a fantastic tournament for everyone, but especially for the 5 and 6-year-olds, up to 10, 11 and 12. They all got some time on the mat to show off what they've learned from mom and dad. There were 24 cowboys competing at the Junior Olympics, only a few from the club were unable to attend. In the novice male and female divisions, Faith Barber won a silver medal in the 34-36 kilograms weight class. Andrew Cox won gold in 30-32 kilograms, Sage Miley won gold in 34 kilograms and Trey McLean won bronze in 37-39 kilograms. In kids' male and female divisions, Charlotte Van Esch won gold in the 56 kilograms weight class, Hunter Pye won bronze in 30-33 kilograms, Jack Edwards took gold in 39-40 kilograms and Hastings Hawks won silver in 42-45 kilograms. Julianne Christie won gold in the 35 kilograms weight class for junior high females. Julia Hooper also won gold in 45 to 47 kilograms and sisters Austin and Kale LaBelle took silver in 63 to 68 kilograms and 70 to 76 kilograms. For junior high males, Morgan Hill won gold in the 49 to 51 kilograms weight class and Nolan McGuire won bronze in 56 to 58 kilograms. Four athletes represented the Cowboys in the Canada Games male and female divisions, with Gabriella Cross winning gold in the 60-62 kg weight class, Danica LaBelle winning silver in the 67-68 kg, Brendan McGuire claiming silver in 66-72 kg and Nicholas Hooper topping the 72-77 kg group. Coach Hooper said the event, which replaced their invitational tournament this year, also managed to raise around $3,000 to support club operating and rental facility costs. We're always a little bit humbled by how much support we get from our community anytime we go out and fundraise, said the coach. It was fantastic. It really takes a small village and at least a minimum wage income to run a club like this. The club has hosted 300 to 400 athletes at their previous invitational tournaments, he added, so given the amount raised by the smaller turnout, he thinks it may have been even more successful than events in recent years. This was probably one of the best fundraisers we've had, Hooper said. We had so much volunteer help and parents and families came together so well that things just ran incredibly smoothly. The club, like many other sports organizations, has seen a drop in registrations and event attendance due to the pandemic, but Hooper said that if the Junior Olympics are any indication of things to come, they may be in good shape for the year ahead. This weekend was a great sign of things picking up in the future. If there's anything good to come out of all the COVID and the shutdown and stuff like that, this weekend was a great gauge that maybe it's going to pick up and be another great year here. The next big competition for the Cowboys is Ottawa U-17, U-19 Nationals, which will take place at the new Seven Chiefs Sportsplex and Jim Starlight Center in Suwatina Nation June 9-12.